Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Irena Tapman Show live here on Blog Talk Radio, powered by eAstrologer.tv. I'm Ernesto. I'm your host, and I am getting Beretta on the line here. Everything is a little bit on fire at the moment. I'm getting off to a late start, so hopefully we can get all those dots to connect. Just bear with me for a moment while I get this set up, and hopefully we can do this. All right. Let me put everybody on a quick break. We're going to take a quick 3-minute break. I'll be back with you guys. And if you have forgot that we're live, so let me get this all set up and we can get going. I'll be back. Thank you. Are you there?
Yeah.
Cool. So we are on Monday here. We are back.
Except for you still got me on hold.
Yes. So
I'm still hearing the whole music.
Hi, everybody. We're back from our little break here. Beretta, I believe you're back on the line. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Perfect. So we are back online and we're alive. So everything is back going. So before we get started with our free live readings here tonight or this morning, and Beretta, just so you're aware, Sophia's going to be first. We're going to be catching up with her here soon. But before we do that, I have a quick question. So something that bothers, you know, a lot of people out in the world with relationships is, when do you cut the cord? Or more importantly, can we cut the cord? So let's say, for example, that we're being spiritually harassed, for the lack of a better term, by the same soul over and over. They keep repeating themselves and they keep showing up in all of these different scenarios where they're trying to, you know, kind of tease us, like maybe we're supposed to be to settle down with them and spend some time together, like in a relationship type of sense, I guess. But they keep passing up on all of the advances that I make. So at what point do you walk away from everything? And I guess the real question is, can we really sever cords with other people and just say, you know, just leave me the hell alone. I just want to be left in my own lane here. Whatever soul agreement you thought we had, it's just not happening because it's just wasting my time. Can we do that as human beings?
Yes and no. Because when we have those types of relationships, there's obviously a reason that they're there. Now, if it's a contract relationship, like you were saying, you know, before we got here, we said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. If it's a contract relationship, there is something that's outstanding that needs to be done, whether it's them or you, that keeps that connection intact. All right. Your question was, can we terminate connection? Yes, we can. However, when we terminate a connection that we had brought on for our growth, then that type of thing isn't going to go away. There's going to be someone to take their place and keep giving you the same opportunity at learning for growth. Even if the lesson is to walk away. And sometimes that's what we get put in front of us. So you've got someone that you're making advances on, you know, you're trying to have a relationship with, you're trying to connect with, you're trying to chat up, they're not interested. Maybe the lesson is in, is for self, is in a matter of self, and the minute you get that ingrained in your psyche, to be able to say, no, I don't need this, I don't want this, this is not, you know, here mortally what I signed up for. By that I mean you have made a choice to decide you're worth more than being jerked around on a chain. That lesson's over. Those type of things are going to be done, being put in front of you. So, yes, you can disconnect. No, you cannot undo whatever lesson is, or unchange whatever lesson it is supposed to be on the books for you to be able to grow. Does that make sense?
It does, and it's just because we get these questions a lot, you know, about people that are stuck in crappy relationships, and we, as, you know, the outsiders, see all of these red flags, and we're just kind of like, why do you keep going back to doing this, you know? And or even for myself, like, I even have the experience recently, you know, Freda, it's really kind of creepy. I can pinpoint the exact date when I'm going to run into this very specific person that I have no idea what business I have with them, because they don't seem to be biting on the line and accepting my offer, you know, or invitation to, like, go out and get to know each other. So it's sort of like, it becomes creepy, you know. It's like, why is it that I am seeing the dates that I will meet this person and nothing ever comes of it? It's kind of odd. And I've almost just gotten to the point where, well, you know, I just don't care anymore because it's just not going to happen. So quit caring, you know, just move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that may be a little bit of what you're supposed to be learning in this, is not to be worried about when your next someone's coming. Just live. Just be, you know, happy in life itself, and don't be in that trap that so many millions of others think, well, when I meet that right someone, I'll be happy. No, the happiness starts from within. And when that starts to show, you'll most likely meet that right person, because then you're experiencing, or then you're expressing what they want to get to know, and now you're in the relationship you wanted to be in.
Not to mention, it's just a fundamental rule about relationships that we attract these people when we care the least.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment
well,
you give up that attachment, then that's
ourselves.
When it comes in.
Yeah, we care the most about ourselves. We're going to attract the right people when we care the most about ourselves to be able to have healthy boundaries, because that's what we will represent, and that's what people will see and know, and then we'll be able to find the people that really want us and we want them in return.
Well, we are going to get off to our phone lines now and catch up with Sophia here from area code 706. Here we go. Sophia, hi. You're on the Uranus Happens Show. Welcome. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Hey.
Perfect. Hey, so how have you been? We haven't caught up with you in a while.
Doing really well. I really love that question, too, and the answers. Really good, yeah.
Well, we're
from
great.
My
well,
experience,
really
everything you both said is 100% correct in my experience. Indeed.
Well, we're great to have. We're glad to have you here, and we're happy that you keep coming back. So here's a question that you wrote in.
Go ahead.
I just want to read this to Beretta just to make sure that we're on the same page. So Sophia is planning her birthday trip to Guatemala or Sedona, Arizona. She's trying to decide if she should go alone or with a family member, Latanya, or a friend, Leah, to tag along. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, and I know at the end of the day it's totally my decision, but I just want to see what comes, you know, anything comes through around this 50th birthday trip in November.
All right. If you can swing Guatemala. So what I did was I just put it out on a leverage for me. That's like I act as a scale, and I feel what feels right. I feel the difference when there's a one way or the other.
Uh-huh.
So I just did that. And so I was pulled more toward Guatemala. when I asked why, I heard immediately, because you can always spend time in Sedona in another time frame. Guatemala may not be operative. So I'm thinking Guatemala right now. The feeling is that you'll have more, not more opportunity. You'll have opportunity to go there now where you may not later, basically.
Okay. Yeah, both places, I just wanted to go somewhere where I can just connect with the land, the energy, not, you know, the normal touristy thing. But, okay.
And the more you talk, the more I get Guatemala. now, to go with someone or alone?
You're asking?
So I'm getting with someone, but not necessarily either of the two people that Ernesto suggested.
To Guatemala, I wasn't. I don't mind solo tripping. Obviously, I'm a person that loves my own company, but particularly Guatemala, I said, well, it may be a little bit smart to have company come along, especially stand on Lake Altalan and village hopping around the lake.
Yeah, I would say definitely think about opening up the pool of applicants, but if someone should go. I agree with that. There seems to be a presence that needs to have a sense filled there. So, yeah, don't go alone on this one.
Okay.
Now, maybe Ernesto can give you maybe a little more detail on who should go. But I think that you're going to have a good birthday. It feels to me like this is going to be something that's going to have memory-making capability, you know, other than the obvious.
And so profound. That is my main goal, so profound. This is my second half of life, and I just want to make sure – if somebody tags along, it has to be the right person in the right space, if that makes sense, even with themselves.
It does. Maybe that's why I'm not – right, and that very well could be why I'm not connecting with the two that are not –
It makes sense, and I won't – I won't give any additional details, but as usual.
No.
You on it.
No. All right, ma'am. Well, let's give Ernesto a crack at you and see what comes up.
Okay, Sophia, so I'm taking a look at this one, and if you're watching our YouTube stream, I made my desktop live so you can actually see your chart on the screen. Now, what we're looking at right here in your chart is this is a question in your chart about travel. So, you know, you want to know about that. And just to let you know, by the way, I took a look to see what is the likelihood that Sophia is going to travel on her birthday, because a lot of times things get in the way, or, you know, like just other conditions in life just make it to where it can't happen. Well, first of all, I can say with certainty, with reasonable scientific certainty, that, you know, unless there's a meteor strike or, you know, an invasion or something really wild and wacky off the rails, you're absolutely 100% going on a trip. Like, I can say that with scientific certainty. So we know that you're definitely going someplace. I think you're really going to enjoy yourself. And from what I can see here, like, you can see that I have some green circles there on the screen, and that's going to be in reference to the story about what's happening in your life at this time when it comes to travel. So the pink dot, that's representative more of, you know, the actual question about will you travel? So we know the answer is yes. So now we want to know what are the details, you know, what kind of comes to life about this. So I think, first of all, that, you know, when Beretta was mentioning that the people that you were thinking about inviting on the trip, if you brought them, so I think that, you know, this could be a time when you might end up, you know, parting ways with them, because you found out if you brought them with you, you'd end up discovering that you saw a side of them, especially when it comes to, like, micromanaging the details about the trip, you know, about, like, let's say, you know, how much lunch costs, for example, or, you know, other types of, you know, personal care related items. You know, you're just going to see a side of them that you just did not know and really didn't care for. And it it would end up creating a rift to where you parted ways. So it would create a separation in that sort, if you, in that regard, if you decided to bring them with you. So I think that's where Verrett is not picking up on them, that they won't make it with you on the trip. I think if you did it by yourself, you'd actually have a really great time. So, I mean, unless if something totally changes, you know, I would say, you know, to just plan this for yourself. And by the way, I would agree with the Guatemala location. The reason why is you have Pluto Apollon. So Apollon is going to be distance. And when we're asking the question about travel, you know, wanting to know about locations, I don't even really have to do like an astrocartography reading in this case. I just know that Sedona versus Guatemala. Guatemala is very distant. It's a foreign land. You know, it's not of this country. So that would connect with the Apollon energy. So that's what tells me right away that you're going to go to someplace like that. It may not necessarily be that country. You know, you may decide that you're going to go to, I don't know, Greece, or really exotic like Fiji. I have no idea what plans you have for anything else, but I know that it's definitely not going to be domestic, and it's really creating change that I think you're going to like. It'd be pleasant.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Let's see here. I'm trying to look. Verrett, do you have anything that you wanted to add with that? How do you feel about a cruise? What do you pick up about that?
Cruise?
Yeah.
You asking me?
Right.
Oh, I'm not a fan of cruising. But I'm open. I've never been a fan of cruising.
Okay. All right. Got it. So I guess here we go. There. Verrett, can you hear me? Are you there?
Yeah.
So do you agree that if it's not Guatemala, it'll just be something not stateside. It'll be kind of exotic and fancy, right?
Yes, it should be. And I'm really getting this year is about memory making. So, yeah, exotic is good, but definitely not stateside.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And not only, you know, memory making, I think it's also, Sophia, that part of the reason why you're taking this trip is because, you know, you're just kind of being called to take care of yourself in a way that you've never taken care of yourself before. As far as like R&R is concerned, you know, like if there were to be like a school or lessons that you could take in that domain, this would be a chapter in life where you're starting to get that ready. And I think because of all of the other things we've talked about that's coming up in your life down the turnpike, that, you know, you're going to want to get good at learning how to take fancy vacations so you can get away for a little bit or a long weekend or whatever it's going to be.
That makes a lot of sense. Yep. And it is also very something nature-based calling, too. Something is calling me. I'm still meditating on it. But, again, I always love for you guys' insight, whatever comes through. So what you've said so far is very helpful as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to no, I think we got that part of it. So now let me see. A second one that had to do with a U.S. Customs broker exam on the 26th
of October.
Right. Let me go.
Yeah.
So,
I've been thinking about taking it and then thinking maybe not. I mean, I'm already doing the job. I just work under my boss's license. And so I'm like, well, should I? Because it's costly, the prep course and the license. So if it's not necessarily needed, I could take that money and apply it into my own thing, my own business on the side, which you guys are already aware of. Or is this something that, I don't know, Spirit says just proceed. Just proceed. You know, you don't need to know everything, but just proceed and take the test. So, again, I know it's my decision at the end, but definitely would love you guys' insight around that.
Okay, so when I'm asking specifically, should you take the test, I'm basically being told, no, it's not necessary. There is not going to be a time you're going to utilize the actual application of taking that test. As far as the knowledge, you know as much.
Yeah, I already have it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I am not getting validation of you ever utilizing it's a real necessity of taking that test. So if you're saying it costs money and one of your options is to go ahead and stick it to the side gig, I would say hang on to it a little bit longer. There's definitely going to be something that pops up that you will know you're going to be needing or wanting that money for. And it's not a catastrophe. It's something that just pops up that has the need for finance, and you'll have it if you stick with that money a little bit.
Okay.
Ernesto, what did you get?
Sure. So about taking exams, I'm also of the same belief that it's just not needed. You know, it would open things up for you as far as, you know, like new opportunities for like that job that you're in currently. But I mean, if we're being really honest, the greater benefit between the two, you know, comparing apples to apples, would be invested in your business. That's going to have much greater returns than, you know, investing in something that you're just going to walk away from anyway. You know, it's not like, you know, you're under duress or you're under, you know, in danger of losing your current job if you don't do this other thing. So, the advice of your chart at this time is, you know, you're in a really nice, you know, you've got some really great money-making opportunities coming up right now with regards to, you know, doing things like exams and testing. But this isn't the one for you. You need to invest that back into yourself, and then that's going to do some better things for you.
Thank you both. That was perfect.
You're so very welcome.
Thank you.
It was great to have you on the show, Sophia. Be sure to give us a call back and let us know how it turns out. We'll catch up with you next time.
Sure will. Bye-bye.
Take care. Until next time. Take care. Bye. Okay, then. All right. So just a moment. Let me get caught up here. So we are going to get off to our phone lines here, and we're going to take caller from area code 519. You're going to be your next caller here. So, hi, you're on the Uranus Happen Show. May I have your name and date of birth?
Hi, my name's Jennifer, and it's April 3rd, 1970.
April 3rd, 1970. Got it. Okay. And what time were you born?
2:56 a.m.
2:56. Okay. And where were you born?
Hamilton, Ontario.
Okay. And that's in Canada, right? Is that East or West Ontario?
It's kind of the middle. There's one in Nova Scotia, too, I think, but not that one.
It's considered East. I got it. So this atlas is just really broken up and awkward, but I got it all fixed for you up here. So, Jennifer, perfect. Next question. Would you like a general reading today, or do you have a question about an issue?
A general one, please.
Perfect. All right, ready to take it away.
All right, Jennifer, let's see what we've got for you. All right. So as I tune in, the first thing that I want to say, somebody pops in to tell you, older female energy, pops in to tell you that you're not alone, A, you're not alone, and B, they're like literally almost always right behind you. So, and I'm not picking that up in a creepy, awkward, you know, I'm stalking you kind of way. It's more like I didn't leave. I never left you. I'm always behind you. All you got to do is turn around. I didn't leave you alone. She's wanting really to give you just perks, you know, plumps up, pick me up. Anyway, it feels to me she's a generation above you. So, in a way, and then the minute she said that, I tuned into you emotionally. And you have a very unsubtle, kind of disgruntled energy, and it may be feeling like, you know, you need something that's going to give you input, a pick me up, anything. And so, obviously, you call in, and here I am telling you that spirit is all over you like white on rice, and you could actually learn to talk to them, or you do already communicate, but actually listen. You can learn to listen. and get I feel like you're also a manifester to some degree, whether you're aware of that or not. You make things happen. You make things occur. You make things appear, if you will. And I would say to you, based on that, if you're not aware that you can change things, change your surroundings, the people around you, you're not aware of that by just thinking of what you want or how you want it to be, then you need to maybe put a little energy into study and sit in some meditation and build that ability up, because you definitely are a manifester capability, but you more precisely use it for other people. You don't use it for yourself, and you need to learn to do just exactly that. Learn to know how to. Things are going to change after you put the attention into the direction and apply the energy that's needed to make it happen. But not until then. It's not going to happen on its own. It's not going to happen by itself. And there isn't going to be a miraculous, you know, recovery to some degree for anybody around you that doesn't make life bearable. You have to be the one to put the wheels in motion. All right. Having all that been said, Jennifer, I don't know what question to phrase for Ernesto. So having all that been said, do you have one now?
So I'm going to agree with everything that you said. I am a very good manifester, and I do it for other people more than I do it for myself, but I do it for myself as well. But as far as, like, taking the – I know what the steps are, and I don't take them for – It's like, if you do this, then this will happen. But I never take the – well, I don't never take the if step, but I'm a little resistant to the if you take that step. I think there's something – I don't know what it would be in my astrology, but I do believe there is something in my astrology that holds me back, and I think it has a lot to do with how I feel about myself and what I deserve.
Okay, self-awareness. Now, there's a question we may be able to phrase, or Ernesto may have been able to pull something out of that. So let's see what he pulls up, and maybe that can give you a lot more detail in the direction on how to take steps to manifest yourself a little easier.
Thank you.
A little easier.
Okay, now,
right,
Jennifer.
Take it away.
Jennifer, question. Do you feel that your housing situation is in danger right now?
A little bit, yeah.
Because there's a definite sense of, like, peril in your chart, specifically with regard to, like, your home environment. Like, and I don't mean to instill fear or anything. I just mean, you know, like, the roof over your head, that situation could change very fast and end up not great. I mean, and it's totally out of the blue. So, you know, I would hope that you have, you know, some backup plan or at least the resources in reserve to be able to fix that situation, you know, should it ever come up. But I feel like, you know, you not having a roof over your head, that this is an outcome that, you know, that you could be dealing with, you know, at any given time within the next 12 months. So, you know, that is something that you would want to always make sure that you're prepared for, that you can get those needs taken care of. That would be the first standout in your chart that I see here. As far as, you know, like, just feeling restricted or just kind of thrown back in general throughout life, what I can tell you right now is this is really temporary, because you don't really have, I tell here, it would require more analysis. I don't really see anything that would stand out and suggest, you know, like, that you're restricted or oppressed. Like, if you have that in your chart natally, I would see that, and that would be a major theme you would always feel. But what I can say here is that this black square I'm adding to your chart on our YouTube stream, that Saturn by direction, remember that the second chart advances 1 degree for every year that you're alive. So just for where you are by maturity, that your directed Saturn is crossing all of your natal Aries point, or 0 degrees of Aries. So basically what that just means is that your soul, as it's maturing, is really feeling the weight of responsibility and taking personal responsibility. I think that's kind of where you're feeling so held back right now, is that because the sense of personal responsibility is making direct contact here with this other thing, that this other narrative, that black arrow, that black line that I just drew with that NATO Cupido, this is a narrative that's going to deal with your family. So these are major themes for right now, your family, your networks, the groups of people that you interact with, you know, that you're really learning, you're really starting to have to take responsibility with them. And it's not even some responsibility piece of it. It's, let me rephrase just a moment. This is for you to be restricted. So Saturn has responsibilities, but it's also restrictions. It's also separations. So because it's coming into, you know, like some family types of issues, this is where you're going to feel, I think, the most limited in life. So, I mean, if these are areas in your life personally that you're dealing with, it's going to make you feel really stuck. And also that, not only that, if we go back a little bit further in your chart and then add this other directions planet than we had Neptune. So not only does it make you feel limited, but it also makes you feel depressed because the situation is so unbelievably confusing that, you know, you're just kind of stuck. And, you know, so what happens is it creates this vicious feedback loop that, you know, you're kind of stuck in and you can't really get out of. And this is just your experience. This weight and, you know, this cycle will go away. And it'll take about like 3 to 6 months before you notice, like, the biggest piece of that's kind of been removed from your life. But, you know, that's a major theme that you're dealing with right now personally, Jennifer. So, I mean, this is one of those things where you have to pull yourself out of it and, you know, break up the monotony and learn to take care of yourself in all of this. You know, spend some time reading or watching TV or doing the laundry or crocheting or whatever it is that Jennifer enjoys. Do those activities because, you know, when you're stuck in something that you're almost really supposed to be stuck in because there's no other way out. This is one of those times when we really have to focus on the self-care piece of it because that's the only thing that's going to keep us sane is by bringing the attention back to ourselves.
Thanks. And would the housing insecurity be a theme? Because I remember that as a theme from my childhood. I tried to put a stop to that and was very responsible about housing. And the personal responsibility totally hits home. I've always felt very responsible my whole entire life. But I'm wondering about the housing insecurity, if that's a theme from childhood. We ended up moving like every year. So every year was like a new place, new face, you know, moving, you know.
Like, yeah, I get the sense
the last probably three places I've been, I've been in for a long term because I was an adult and I could make those choices on my own. So.
Well, from what I can tell here, that one of your core themes that, you know, you really had to work through was, would you agree, Jennifer, that like your upbringing, that there was a sense of like malice that was involved with it?
I don't know if it was intentional malice, but the result was malice.
And it kind of felt like that you were in a prison, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I couldn't wait.
Yeah, so. These are major themes that you had to deal with through your own upbringing. But, you know, at the same time, the other thing, too, is that you also really focus pretty hard on fixing that, you know, making sure that you would never have to deal with those issues again. So, now that you've worked out your karma, let's say, you know, you've worked out those lessons and responsibilities and really kind of got them under your belt earlier on in life, now you can say for yourself, I don't have to deal with these issues. Like, we can see in somebody's chart, you know, if they grew up in poverty and perhaps, and, you know, like, that this is something that they came into this world to overcome so they wouldn't have to live like that anymore. Well, for you, you know, the whole situation was to get yourself out of that upbringing that was pretty challenging and difficult. And, you know, just and integrating those lessons so that today as an adult, you don't have to deal with those things. So, you know, with you and the housing situation, yeah, it is more of a scare than anything. Like, in your old life as a child, you absolutely would have had a lot more to worry about back then. But now it's just more of, you know, like a fleeting, you know, rational fear. It just kind of happens here and there. And you get signposts about it just to remind you, like, so this is where you, this is who you were. Now let's make sure that that never happens again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like part of the, the first woman was saying, was about me, you know, being prepared for a move if I have to do it at the drop of a dime. And I'm not right now prepared. So that's where I think my inability to be prepared for a move. If I were to have to move tomorrow, I'd be screwed. So, but I feel like if I were prepared for it, it would give me a lot more choices.
It would. It would definitely do a lot for you in that regard. And I think that, you know, it's coming, this move that, you know, you're kind of feeling. It's just not right now. And I think you've still got some more stuff as far as, you know, like imparting those personal responsibility lessons on, like, your friends and family group members. You know, like, that's something that you still got to work out. And once that's finished, then you can get the heck out of Dodge. I think that door will finally open itself for you. It's just not quite yet because you've got a few more things to work out.
All right. So that makes sense. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time.
Absolutely. It was great to have you on the show, Jennifer. Be sure to subscribe, like, and share, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Until next time. Okay, and we are going to take our next caller here from area code 203. Hi, you're on the Uranus Happen Show. Let me check here. This is one of our subscribers here. I got it. Just a moment. Oh, I'm in the wrong document. Of course, everything's on fire. Okay. All right, Michelle, hey, are you on the line with me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Perfect. All right. I got you here. I'm going to pull up your chart. Now, Michelle, would you like a general reading or do you have a question about an issue today?
I'd like a general reading. I'm really interested in what's going to be happening, you know, like next year, starting next year, especially.
Okay. All right. So, actually don't have your birth data. I know I've talked to you before. You're in our guest book, but I just don't have your birth data here. May I have that again?
Oh, 11/29/56.
Okay, and what time were you born?
12:20 a.m. In Connecticut.
In Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Where in Connecticut were you born? Bridgeport, got it. Okay, and we're going to do a general reading for you today right around the first of the year, see what's going on there. Got it. Greta, take it away.
All right, say your name for me one time.
Michelle.
As I tune in, I get a very sensitive energy that doesn't read me much anything other than a little bit of hesitation. There we go. Let's see. You've got a lot of, you got a lot of status quo because I'm not getting anything that pops out. But the minute I started to say that, I got that you've actually had a lot of experience. And here recently, I feel like maybe in general, you're just kind of looking out away from you, wondering, I don't know what. It feels to me like there's some type of speculation associated to your feeling of the future, and I'm not quite sure what direction to take that, because there's definitely something that's waiting to happen. I can feel the energies building up. I don't have a direction of where it's taking you.
Do you feel it's a move?
It very well could be.
A move?
So many things it could be. So maybe, Ernesto, you can give me more, because there's just so much vague around the energy that I'm picking up. I'm not sure where to take it to push for any kind of information.
So, Michelle, I'm taking a look at your chart here, if you're watching our YouTube stream right now. So this is interesting. Now, I'm just curious, are you what they call a military brat? Did you move around a lot as a child?
No, I moved around a lot as an adult.
Oh, as an adult. Okay. Yeah. Did you ever have like positions in like sales or, you know, training, some position that required a lot of travel to do your job?
No, it didn't require travel to do the job. I just took jobs in different states because I wanted to.
Okay, because if you're seeing our YouTube stream, the reason I have to ask to get a sense of what's going on is Mercury Saturn with the Sun, very often that's going to refer to like moving, and that's going to refer to like people who, you know, have positions in, you know, companies that they're like a trainer and they work from state to state every other month, you know, however that may work for them. So this is just a lot of movement is what this is, because Saturn is to separate the Sun as the body and the ascendancy environment. So if that's happening on the world axis, which it is, that orange box on the right of that arrow there, your solar arc sun, which is the green box, those two both come to each other. Now you'll see then that all of those green and orange boxes in the first two rings of information of your chart, they all equal each other right now. They're the same symbols that are in the same spots on those arrows. So, your chart is basically like a pinball machine right now, because the entire chart has repeated itself symmetrically to like 67 and a half degrees. So what that means is that, you know, where Beretta's just kind of like, I'm not really too sure what I'm picking up here because it's so unclear and there's so much. Well, that's very simply because your chart is basically just like the matrix of potential. Where, you know, we just need planet by transit to kick that third symmetry between the planets, and then, you know, all of the stuff starts happening for you. Now, as far as happens to you in particular, Michelle, what we're looking at as far as next year is, I'm really feeling like it's going to be a move. And if we assume that the second chart here moves at the rate of 1 degree per year, what will happen is this ascendant Saturn, along with your Sun, that black square that I just added, this will continue to advance and get more in the middle of this arrow down here. When that happens, then that's going to start to really get the gears moving for things, you know, like moving. So I do feel that that's really going to be a theme for you at the end of this year, beginning of next, where you're going to be looking at a change of residence. And I do think that the change of residence is probably not going to be local, you know, like we're not talking about the other side of town. We're probably talking about, you know, like just another state, another environment or scenery that's not where you are currently. So that's the first big standout, you know, in your chart. As far as, you know, what's happening next year is, do be planned for a move. And I do think that that's going to be coming to you, and you're really going to like it. Wherever it is that you go, you're going to settle down and you're actually going to like it. So I know that you're going to like it. That's supported by the fact here that on this question, on this axis point, we also have these two Jupiters here that I just now highlighted in pink. So that's going to give us some more details that, you know, wherever you go, you're just going to enjoy yourself. So this is like, you know, I'm getting ready to settle down and enjoy my golden years. And I just want to make sure that I'm in a place that, regardless of what's happening out in the world, I know that I'm taken care of and that I really enjoy where I'm at. So whatever that scenery may look like, you know, start getting some clues in that. You may see that through your own vision boarding or dreams or things like that. But I do feel that that's going to be the big thing that you're really looking for. And it's going to unlock a new chapter in life. You know, you hear this often, hear me say this on the show, that a new chapter in life is coming down the road. Well, that new chapter is very often defined by an entirely new scenery. So, you know, moving into a new place is going to often, you know, kick off a lot of those life events where you start a new chapter. And that's where you're at right now, Michelle, is that you're in the new chapter too. You know, you've got this promise in your chart right now, and that's all going to be kicked off once you start moving. So, Beretta, I don't know what you were picking up about Michelle as far as all of that potential, but that's what I'm picking up in the chart here. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
But that feels right. You know, you're bringing right the words that I couldn't find. So that all feels right, that she definitely has change coming. But, yeah, we'll have to see how it goes.
Yeah, okay. And Michelle, I will say this, that, you know, don't be worried about the money that's involved with this move. Those issues are going to be taken care of. Obviously, don't rent someplace that or don't rent or buy someplace that has, you know, a 3,000 square foot bedroom that's just unnecessary. But, you know, as far as what's needed for you and your needs, those basic needs will all be met and taken care of. So the finances that's associated with something like a move, you know, if a lot of times we fear like, oh, I just keep bleeding money out the side and it just doesn't stop. I am so sick of all of these expenses. Whose stupid idea was this anyway? A lot of us go through that whole thought process when we move. You don't have to worry about that. You know, there will just be the resources and the bankroll needed to get you taken care of. But, you know, do things like bring your curtain rod with you. Those are expensive.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Well, I've moved a lot, so I'm technically, I've had my house, it'll be 2 years next year, so I won't pay capital gains if I sell it, but maybe I'll move. I mean, that's always a possibility. I wasn't like thinking of moving next year, but you never know.
You know, and even just
be a necessity. I think once you get whatever's happening on board, you'll know why you have to go. So
yeah.
You need to it.
And I feel like that this is going to have to do with either a job or a man. So, like, there's going to have to do some type of work, you know, like if maybe there's an apple orchard or, you know, some side project that somebody needs some help with. Because I don't, you know, based on what I can see here, it seems like, you know, the concept of you working 40 or 50 hours a week, you know, those days are long gone. So, you know, that's obviously not a focus of yours anymore. So, you know, the job that you're looking at would just be something, you know, like to help out. And or it has to do with a man who's going to, you know, ask you to make this move. And I think it's going to be somebody who, like, don't read into the man part. It's not romantic. It's just somebody, like a friend that you feel very comfortable with. So, you know, that would be the type of player that I would look out for in this situation.
Okay. I will be aware.
Yeah, so it was great to have you on the show, Michelle. Be sure to give us a call back and let us know how it turned out.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Bye-bye.
We'll catch up with you soon. Take care. Until later.
Okay.
Bye. Okay, then. So, Veretta, it was great to have you on the show. We actually cleared out our call queue for today. It was a little bit of a shorter show. I know yesterday everything was on fire and I couldn't even get through to you. I'm happy I got you on the line today.
Wow.
So
yeah,
that was crazy. First hurdle that we got taken care of. Next hurdle is, well, it's a long weekend. You know, it's funny that ever since COVID for me, every day is exactly the same. Christmas just has a different theme from tomorrow. That's the only difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I used to do this whole thing where I would memorialize birthdays and anniversaries and all that kind of stuff. Now I don't care. It's just like, it's just another day.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know, it hasn't bled into like that really dark stoicism where it's just like, so if life is truly meaningless, then what is the point of anything? I haven't reached that point, but it's just sort of like, you know, just I need to reel in my own stupid ass consumerism that I don't need to go and, you know, create a personal holiday for myself and a big hole in my bank account that just doesn't need to be there. So,
right.
You know, I know a lot of people went out of town for this long weekend because it's Labor Day. So happy Labor Day, everybody, by the way, if you're into that kind of thing. For me, it's just, I mean, we don't get mail in the bank open, that's all. So
right.
I thank everybody for joining me here on the show. Veretta, as always, it was a pleasure. And guys, be sure to go out to our Facebook page. We actually have eastrologer.net, which is now a Facebook page. If you go out there, you can catch our live stream because our YouTube cast is now showing over on Facebook, Twitch, or not on Twitch, not yet, on Facebook, on Telegram, and through YouTube. So we've got that out there for you on a few platforms. And be sure to like our page because then that'll also give you, you know, like those spiritual memes and, you know, that inspirational kind of thought. You'll see a lot of that sort of thing too. Veretta, I'm trying to figure out how to hook up with your page of Veretta Vision. So hopefully we can get that worked out. But Mercury retrograde starts in a week. So I wish you guys all of the very best. And we will be back with you guys on the 10th, which will be the Saturday show for a 1 hour slot from 3 to 4 p.m. And we'll catch up with you guys then. Thanks, everybody. And Veretta, as always, it's been real. Okay, we'll catch up with you guys soon. Thanks, guys. Take care, and until next time, good luck and Godspeed.